From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Matt Fidler with your headlines for Thursday, August 6th.
Coming up, Chico's police chief responds after federal and out-of-state agencies had access to the city's license plate reader data.
Also, more than 150 Butte County residents packed a meeting to oppose AI data centers, even though none are proposed.
And fire danger is staying elevated through Sunday in parts of the North State.
But first, the man accused in the Chico library shooting is due back in court this morning, and prosecutors want to expand the case. Butte County District Attorney Mike Ramsey has filed a motion to charge Bradley Sayre with 3 counts of attempted murder on top of the 2 murder charges he already faces. Sayre has pleaded not guilty, and the hearing in Orrville is to set a date for a preliminary hearing. That's where a judge decides whether prosecutors have enough evidence to proceed toward trial. We're following the case and we'll bring updates.
Residents in Butte County are concerned about AI data centers. NSPR's Claudia Brancart brings this report.
Yesterday's County Water Commission meeting was packed. There were over 150 people there, and about 600 written comments were sent in. County staff stressed there are no proposals or applications for an AI data center. Commissioner Amy Raymond explained she put the discussion on the agenda because she's worried about data centers being built here.
My concern is that we would hear about a data center when it was too late to hear about it.
The meeting came after a data center inquiry in Mount Shasta City and amid broader pushback in communities statewide over environmental concerns. NPR reports a mid-sized data center can use the same amount of water a day as 8,000 households. Resident Blake Nicole Ellis brought up potential stress on the power grid.
Rolling blackouts in 108-degree weather, wells going dry for small farmers, that would be the nail in the coffin for our local economy on top of it.
Butte County Development Official Paula Danilik said current zoning rules don't allow for AI data centers in the unincorporated parts of the county, though land use rules could be changed in the future, where Danilik said the public would again have their say. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
Chico Police Chief Billy Aldridge announced yesterday that access to the city's license plate reader data will remain limited to California agencies during a legal review. That follows a Chico Soul investigation that federal and out-of-state agencies like ICE and Border Patrol had access. Civil rights attorneys say the sharing may have violated state law. Aldridge said his department does not use the data for immigration enforcement. The announcement did not update the findings of an audit into outside access.
Hot and dry weather is keeping wildfire danger elevated through Sunday in the northern Sacramento Valley, Bernie Basin, and Sierra foothills. NSPR's Ken Duvall explains why some communities won't get much relief after sunset.
National Weather Service meteorologist Kate Forrest says a stubborn high-pressure system is creating what forecasters call a temperature inversion. Cooler air settles into valleys, while foothill elevations between 1,000 and 3,000 feet stay warmer and drier.
We'll get those summertime inversions mostly in the foothills between elevations of 1,000 and 3,000 feet as a result of stagnant high pressure that sits over the area. And then that in turn can create those hotter and drier conditions during the overnight periods, which brings additional fire weather concerns.
Those conditions can keep vegetation ready to burn. Forrest says the high pressure system shows signs of weakening, but forecasters don't yet know when the pattern will break. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
In other news you should know, Willows is ending its lawsuit against Glenn County over law enforcement services. In an online update, city officials say the suit sought more time to negotiate after the sheriff's office said it would stop serving Willows. The city is now working on a temporary contract with the sheriff's office, though no timeline for the deal was given. The city is also working towards rebuilding its police department. It hired former Chico Police Chief Mike Maloney to help the process.
Finally, California is sending more firefighting help to Washington State and Oregon as the Pacific Northwest continues to grapple with multiple large wildfires. Governor Gavin Newsom announced this week that the state is sending 20 CAL FIRE engines and other emergency personnel. So far, the state has deployed hundreds of helpers to California's northern neighbors. The governor says the deployments will not affect California's response to local fire emergencies.
And those are your headlines for Thursday, August 6th. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Matt Fidler.
And I'm Eric Adams. See you tomorrow.